Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Dibs coming up at 2 o'clock today, but now back to the morning roast with the Joes. How perfect is it that a guy named Spadonuts is on in the morning?
I didn't have any Spadonuts this morning. Shout out Mark Willard, who was the moderator slash host yesterday at the Blue and Gold Summit, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, Pleasant Hill. It was awesome. We're still glowing from it.
We got two moderators.
Butch
is getting
in. I didn't mind Butch popping in because, you know what? It made it more conversational than you say this.
Robotic.
It was good. Yeah. And that's not a Willard thing. It's just, it turns into that, and we got to interject sometimes. You did a good job, too.
Missionary radio.
There you go. Yeah, that's all right. Sometimes you need doggy style.
Yeah. So, dog. Mark Willard. I'm going to go around the room. Let's have some fun here.
Yeah.
Mark Willard. The go-to drink order is an old-fashioned or a Manhattan on the rocks. Red wine happens, too. But last night, it was a tequila shots with all exclamation points.
I was with him and Christy.
So if we went and played 18 holes, okay, and I said, hey, we were at my place or whatever, and I said, hey, we're at the bar, order anything you want, all right? And some people go way over the top, but I'm just saying, Goo, what are you getting?
A cold-ass margarita.
It's boy, they called be you. Yep. They nailed that.
Yeah,
okay.
No doubt.
Okay. Explain how you like
margarita. Yeah.
Okay.
I just, they're good.
No. Yeah. I love margarita. Yeah. Well, used to love them a lot more than I do now.
Oh my God.
What about you, Joe?
I'm very plain. It's either a Jack and Coke or just a whiskey on the rocks. Yeah. Okay. Very just chill.
No, does it matter the brand?
No, like I drink beer like when I'm actually playing, but if I'm sitting at a bar, I'm usually not drinking beer. It's
now,
like
when you say Jack and Coke, Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Okay.
Not.
Yeah. No, you know we got them out there.
Jack and Array.
I'm not Al Pacino.
Will Clark famously was at the Olympic Club for a variety of events, and people were like, we'll get you whatever you want. Jack Daniels is all he will drink.
That's wild. Really? JD.
Only that brand.
That's a Southerner right there.
Yeah.
That brand. Ask you the same question. What would you pick?
You know what? I'm afraid to tell you because everybody's going to hear and they may think that they may think differently of me.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get a beer, a Pilsner or a lager.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But I'm probably going to back it up with a Fireball.
Look how happy he is.
Yeah, he is. He got me a 50-cent Fireball.
No, a lot of people give me grief.
Why?
Because it's a teenage gal drink.
Oh,
like my daughter's drinking.
I like Fireball.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love Fireball. Well, he got me drinking Fireball.
You know what used to do me in back in the day?
Uh-oh.
Jager bombs.
Oh, my God. You don't understand. Dude, the Jager bombs, we would be blacked out on one and still up. And dude, it was not good. And then you get dehydrated the next day.
How long have you honestly been retired from drinking?
Oh, a full decade and a half.
I'm hugging you from here.
Yeah, it probably sounds like 28, 29.
So you went hard back in the day.
What?
You went hard in the pay back in the day.
This was the day. One of the many. I've had many things. So like, I thought I had it under control.
I thought
this, I thought that. And like that, any addict, you always like, I can do this, I can do that. I woke up on the couch and I had all my clothes on. And my head was ringing. And my wife's like, screaming at me.
Okay.
Right?
I've been there.
She said, you and some guy who doesn't speak English were downstairs because we lived above like a bar. We're downstairs. You lost your wallet. You lost your phone. You lost this. You lost that. I didn't know where you were. Your keys were out front on the street. I'm not making this
up. I'm laughing with you, not at you.
And she goes, I tried to drag you off the bar stool and like you ever do that again, I'm leaving. And that was kind of like, wow.
Okay. Right. Moment. Yeah.
There
yeah.
it is. I got you,
there you go.
I know. I'm glad I can laugh about it now, but there were over it. But I also, like, I had many moments prior to that.
Yeah.
And I thought I had certain things under control and I thought I could.
I got you.
I was lying to myself.
All right. No,
does that
we
make
do.
Sense?
We do a lot.
Oh, I'm only doing this. Oh, I'm only doing that.
Totally.
You know, like, I don't do hard liquor anymore. I'm only smoking weed.
I only take fireball shots.
I only do this on the weekends.
Yeah.
What did you guys think yesterday? The summit was sick, though, right? Like, the amount of people that came out to that, like, this was my second time doing it as a host. I've been to a couple that we've had before in the past, but the amount of people that showed up there, and Jack's Restaurant and Bar, I can't sing their praises enough.
I'm going back. How about
that? Dude, no, for sure. The weather... Everything was just perfect yesterday.
And the hospitality, but I'm being real. What you guys did this morning by just giving the listeners the station.
That was all Shasky.
That was love. No, but yeah but
I felt that to my core.
I'm fired up. Yeah, like, well, that set the tone for me.
Who, how many, like you and Steiny, like, and you guys are one of the longest paired duos in the Bay currently, right? And you've been doing it, how long? How long do you think you guys been, not maybe off and on, but like, how long you guys been together?
2018.
It's a long time. We're coming up on almost a decade,
yeah.
Right? And so... You know, I don't have a decade with Joe, but I'm watching him grow and mature into his own. And I've done a lot of remotes. You guys, to me, in my head, like the way me and B kind of started with Niners, you guys started with the Warriors. And how many remotes do you think you guys have done, the two of you?
Go ahead, Steiny.
50, 100?
No, I was going to say 40 or 50.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like the same thing. That was different last night.
It just hit different. Why do you think that is? The way we were facing
it,
what that it was.
The venue was
you
a part
said
of
the
it.
Weather. The weather was perfect.
The venue, the weather. Seeing the owners of Jack's just ear to ear beaming and everybody in a good mood. I just think that everybody was excited and the fans. We clearly got a core of fans that showed up, the audience, and they were just so happy to see everybody and be there. Like when we do the remotes at games, people are they come to see us, but then they're also going into the game.
Yeah.
You know, they were there to, like, hang out, and I don't know, man. It was, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. Steiny, what do you think?
I think that you were saying something this morning. I think that's kind of relevant is, like, I think we're just regular guys. You know, we're not, radio people.
Exactly.
Wow. You know, we're just regular guys, and we talk to people like normal people. And
exactly.
I don't think there's any of us who are big time, and that's... I think what comes through
and
on the radio, when we see him in person.
When you said that, it reminded me of this interaction I had randomly. I had just moved up to the Bay. I was at the Target in Emeryville, and Alvin Gentry, who was an assistant coach at the time, was with the Warriors. Just walking around Target, just chilling. No one's bothering him or anything. I was like, hey, you're Alvin Gentry. Like, and he's like, yep. That's me. He's like, just a regular guy shopping in Target. Just kind of how you're saying. Just remind me of that. Alvin Gentry, one of the good guys, and I don't know what he's doing in the league right now. So
he's
just
scouting.
Made me think of that. Is he scouting?
Yeah. And a young lady pulled me to the side yesterday, and this is just a reminder because we think it's all about ball and the score and who did this or that. And her dad was going through something, and she talked about the station and how we get her and her dad through what they were going through. And I swear, man, I'm on my way to the restroom, and after she told me, I come out like, it's bigger than the game
100%.
On what we do and how some people depend on our voices and just our lexicon and our interactions with each other. But it hit me, and I'm driving home like, it's bigger than the game, man.
Well, and also, the people that are there, I think this is really important. Like, I don't think there's another radio station in the country that has the diversity of an audience. We've got old white guys that love us. We've got middle-aged black men that love us. Latin guys that love us. Asian moms.
Yeah. Like,
pick whatever demographic you want. They were represented in that audience. And I think that that's freaking amazing. And that's, like, when I open the mics, we turn them on, I am cognizant of who I'm talking to out there. And then you see a face to the name that maybe texts in or calls or chats. And It was really special last night.
Yeah, it was fun. And I'll tell you this, Goo. I said it earlier, but I was talking to, I believe her name was Loretta.
She had her son.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm there. And then like you walked in. She's like, oh, is that Guru? I was like, yeah. You want to go talk to him? Because I was talking to her. She's like, you think I could? You think I get a picture with him? I was like,
oh,
I was like, yeah. You know what? It's gonna be difficult. He's a diva. He's a diva. He's a prima donna.
Please.
T.O. kind of a guy. I was kidding. I was like, of course you can go get a picture with him. And of course I walked right over the YouTube feed and just butchered the whole thing when we were doing it. Sorry, Lucas. And no, it was fun. And then my first interaction, someone walked up to me and they said, "Are you Evan Giddings?" That was the best part.
I got the saddest.
What did you get?
Oh, dude.
He said sad.
I was hella mad.
Oh, where's
I don't know who this person was. I forget your name and I apologize. He walks up, gives me this big hug. He's like, "You're Dan Dibley, right?" And I was like, "Hell no! I'm way better looking. I have better hair. I'm taller. I'm skinnier. I'm more jacked. And my opinions are better.
I'm all jacked."
I'm teasing.
Yeah,
he did say that, and I was like, "No."
Hey, Steiny, you gotta feel pretty good though. That Steve Kerr said you asked a great question.
That bothered me.
Come on.
Why?
I wanted it.
I knew immediately it wasn't mine. The way you responded, he's like, "God, this question again." But yours was good. Yeah. Let the audience know that didn't listen yesterday what you asked him.
Well, we could each throw a question at Steve Kerr, and my question was, can you ensure that the Golden State Warriors will be the only NBA team you ever coach?
And this is what he said.
I would like to. I definitely want that to be the case, but how could we ever guarantee that? You know, this is the sports world. I mean, all you have to do is look at the transaction wire every single day. Crazy stuff happens, but I sure hope this is the only team I ever coach.
And he did say it was a great question.
Okay, get ready for the farewell tour.
Well, dude, I'm always honest. That seemed like the ball wasn't in his court. If we take him at his word, that felt no. There is a way, Steve. And we talked to Mike D, and he was saying we is almost insinuating it's up to Steve. But when I hear that, it's like Steve's ready, but there's a way.
Steiny and I thought the same thing. I think we said the same time. I was like, he's thinking of Victor Wembanyama in San Antonio. I literally thought that that was what was going through my mind. Yes.
I don't. I think that they're going to ride out the Curry thing. And then from there, something else might happen.
Mm. Yeah. He didn't rule out coaching for another team.
Correct.
He did. Wow.
Which I think he'll coach somewhere else in the NBA.
But he explained or insinuated that there's a way that you can ensure me being here, and that's through the powers to be, sign me up. But that's not happening, Butch. That's what I heard.
But I don't.
But he doesn't want to, and they don't want.
Exactly, it feels mutual.
If Lacob and Kerr said, "What about a 3-year contract?"
Yes.
I think both parties would say, "Nah."
Oh, wow.
I really do, because they're in a place where I don't think Joe Lacob's going to want Steve Kerr to coach a team without the big boys on.
I agree with that.
Wow. So we got to wait to see how long the big boys are here for.
Why not? Why do you think Joe Lacob doesn't want that?
Phil Jackson doesn't do rebuilds.
Well, I understand.
Now, well, if Steve Kerr said, I want to do it.
That's different.
Okay.
You know, that is different. But I don't see it. I see somebody else taking over the Pods, Kuminga group with Moody and Post and everybody else.
Tito Francona likes to take over like reclamation projects, right? What is Phil Jackson like?
He likes the championship.
Turnkey, baby. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm walking in. Oh, you guys have been getting on the doorstep. Let me open the door for you. I got the keys.
Right.
Right? And so to me, I don't know where you would put Steve Kerr on this, but if this was two different spectrums, I would say he's closer to the Phil angle than he is to the Tito. I just think they're different situations.
Well, it's funny you say that because his two guys, his predecessors, the guys that coached him was Popovich and Phil Jackson, obviously, right? And Popovich tried to do the rebuild
right
towards the end.
Yeah. Some say his best coaching job was the tank to get Victor.
Well, thank you. Like, and then and just wow. Now health.
That's a joke.
Some health and some personal stuff in his life. His wife passing. There was a lot that took place there that he had to hang it up from a coaching perspective. But I wonder if Steve kind of looked at that and said, like, man, that's probably what I don't want to do, to your point, Steiny, is do something like a full rebuild and tear down.
But when you have four rings, don't you want a different challenge? Like, I think, Steve, like, I want to do that. Well, I think that would be attractive. Let me start from the ground floor, you know?
But you can be selective.
Yeah. No
doubt. Right? Like, if you're a contractor that's really good at remodels, you know, some remodels take more time than others, right? You get what I'm going with this analogy?
Yeah. I mean, the thing that he's basically my age. He's a year younger, Steve Kerr. And
what was Jesus like?
The idea that, I don't know. I mean, if somebody said to me, you want another challenge? Go to Philadelphia for 5-6 years or New York? I'd be like, oh, man, I don't think so. You know what I mean? Right. But these guys are ultra competitors. Yeah. And you know, the other thing is Steve Kerr's been drawing a multi-million dollar paycheck now for decades. And, like, that's what kept Phil Jackson going.
100%.
Is the checks kept coming. But I don't necessarily think Kerr's like that. I just don't know if he's going to want another challenge or if he's going to want to let it rest when this is over here.
Steiny, ESPN comes to you and says, we will make you a part of our NBA coverage. It's just you and
here.
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, stop.
They would roll.
I would need more information. Where do I have to live?
You have to live in LA.
You can do that.
Okay, that's doable. Okay. What's my work schedule like?
You and Kendrick Perkins doing podcasts every day, just the two of you.
You could do that.
For 1 hour, 5 days a week.
Yeah, that I would do.
Yeah, look at one hour. That job doesn't exist
no,
right there.
No, that doesn't.
I'm teasing.
I mean, like, the thing with those ESPN guys is they
work.
They go into the studio at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And they're on all day till like 4 or 5.
And they live in Bristol, Connecticut. Yeah. Some of them do.
Most of them.
Yeesh. Most of them do. And yeah, they live in L.A. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't know. No,
well, I think that's the big misnomer on media is you're only on for, let's say you have a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
You're only on for 2 hours. Like, yeah, there's prep and there's research and there's this. I wouldn't trade it for the world, but
four with Steiny is 11 in the real world.
For sure. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It is a Football Friday, boys, presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
What if they win? And they're the Niners. I'm sorry, they're 7-3.
I know
you went in on them, and that's how you feel. But
no, they're gonna win.
Then where can you give me another? I can't fast forward or simulate the season. I asked Donnie and Nahegan this. Happy birthday to the boss.
I didn't know
to this morning.
Well, are you gonna get him a gift?
Oh, we got him something. We all did.
We?
You ought to be
all
ashamed.
Of us.
Yeah.
What you mean?
What happened?
Yeah. Wasn't it Karen that did?
Why are you diving me? We all got something coming for the boss.
This is the crew project.
Put your name on it at the end. Hey, kids, what did we get our wife this weekend? Hey, kids, what did we get her?
Oh, man.
I wonder what's in that box.
You guys are dirty. Low down.
Oh, my God.
But, Butch, if they win, Spadoni, and they get to the playoffs, is there another NFL team that endured these injuries and still, like, I can't remember it. So somebody out there help me.
This would be the most insane Niners season. If they could get to the playoffs and win a game, it would feel like one of the most. And I've seen some crazy ones. And this is just unbelievable. 2021 is only, it is so close because they turned Debo into a wide back.
Oh, man.
I thought that season was cooked five different ways.
Should have beat the Rams.
Think about the Tennessee loss, how we felt on Christmas. The Warriors blew a game to the Utah Jazz that night, by the way, which got swept under the rug.
That is great stuff.
I know. I just
Thursday night.
Jimmy missed a wide open use check.
And A.J. Brown killed him in that game.
Man.
Who's got a better chance of winning, the Warriors tonight or the Niners on Sunday? No, Steph.
Wow.
Yeah, you like that
I'm
one?
Going not, you before Stoddy thinks, I'm going Niners.
That could be your topic for your show.
Can I ask you a better question?
Niner over Rams.
Let me ask you a better question. Stoddy, you are like a high school, college guru when it comes to the knowledge from the years of watching and whatever. I remember seeing Aaron Gordon at SI, and I was like, oh, my God. And he was sick.
So you saw him in high school.
Yeah, and I was like, wow. And I've seen some amazing, great players over the years, like in football, there was a guy, Jamar Shepard from San Francisco, who was like next level. Everyone was convinced he was going to the NFL.
Okay.
Yeah, and like things happened. He didn't go to the NFL. His brother Jermaine was in my class. I mean, he was an Adonis, a man among boys. Who's the best player you ever saw in high school, any sport?
Sam Bowie.
Damn, Stoney.
How old were you?
I was probably 13 or 14 when he was in high school. I saw him play like 12 times in high school. I saw him play over the three-year career of his high school.
Man amongst boys?
Yeah. Well, by the time he was a senior, yes.
Did you know he was going to be the number two pick?
Oh, yeah. Every game he was at, big, like, Joe B. Hall would walk into the game, you know.
Wow.
Because he ended up going to Kentucky.
So was he in your town?
He was in Lebanon, which is a county over. But when the playoffs would start, he went to a big school, and they would play Reading High.
Gotcha.
We'd always go to the games, and he was a twig in 10th grade, and by senior year, he was just... I saw him have 48 against Williamsport at Martz Hall.
See, this is great.
I love this.
Martz Hall.
With 12 dunks. He had 12 dunks in the game. The guy was unbelievable.
Did you see Jason Kidd in high school, Goo?
I played against him, and if you ask... Where are you going?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Twice. Listen.
Whoa.
There's a little the games when we played in the Cal
amazing.
State East Bay
yes.
now. It was Cal State Hayward because he was that incredible. But I didn't want to give him his just due because I still was in that mode of
I'm on his level.
Or some of my boy. I never knew he was going to do what he did. But with somebody the other day, it might have been Gary Payton Sr., said he was LeBron of the Bay back then. And I can't unforget that. Yeah. Like, Jay Kidd was a thing, man. It was incredible. So that's my.
Yeah.
I saw J.R. Ryder too in high school.
There was this kid at Reardon, Eric Wright, who ended up playing in the NFL for quite some time, went to USC and UNLV. He was on the national championship team. I remember the first time I saw him play football in high school, he took a punt 100 yards zigzagging, and I'm probably misremembering the story. And it was like, oh, okay, well, at 15 years old, he's the best player on the field.
15?
Like, yes.
Damn.
Yes.
I have two different sports. David Fales, Palma High School.
Oh, yeah, Salinas, David Fales.
Went to Monterey Peninsula College, transferred to San Jose State, bounced around as a backup in the NFL for like a decade.
That's the townie special.
There you go. Shout out Chris Townsend's party up. And also Orlando Johnson was drafted in the NBA second round to the Kings/Pacers, one of those trade deals.
Yeah.
But he played in the NBA for a hot minute. OJ, Orlando Johnson.
Wow,
there you
man.
Go. Palma High School, baby.
Eddie House was another name that
and
I remember.
Jamari Bouye, I didn't watch
That's
him.
My dude.
He was in high school. We went to the Pro-Am at Kezar, okay? And he got to play, and he was lighting it up. Pro-Am at Kezar was a thing. Stan, you remember that?
Yeah.
It was like an institution. And I remember I was like, oh, this Eddie House guy, wow.
Man.
Like, I've never seen anyone shoot like this.
He's got a Pac-10 scoring record, and think about all the dudes that played in the Pac-10.
Well, I'll never get
the 61
that'll never get broken.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, dude, I was at the game, and he winked at me, hit the shot to send it into OT, and winked
at
him.
Swag.
I was there in the new Cal Gymnasium.
I loved him.
I was single then.
What you guys, I was single
Steiny, what do you guys got today?
We're on a high.
Yeah,
last night.
No, like, guess what? No. I just got
to be your MVP. For me, you were my MVP last night.
Okay.
Steiny, of the on-air hosts, by far. And I think, your perspective on Steph's career was what did it for me. And that's why I want to ask you that question about day one for Steph, because I think people forget what he walked into.
Oh, God. What he walked into, if you don't remember, was indescribable. The Warriors weren't even really an NBA team.
Damn!
They were on the periphery of the NBA. They just were. They marketed around other team stars, and they had a We Believe year that was incredible. Then they went four more years without making the playoffs. And when Curry walked onto the practice facility court for media day his rookie year, he was just the next rookie through the treadmill,
right,
that was going to come to the Warriors, talk a big game, not talk a big game, but the latest savior. And by that time, I was like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Wow,
I've seen this a million times. And the rest is history.
Do you remember what the cover of the Chronicle sports section was the day after the draft pick?
No. I don't.
It was a column by Ray Ratto that I pulled out
double
of the
news. R.
Well, this would be a great trade for Amari Stoudemire. They were going to trade for Stoudemire.
That is right,
and
though.
They wanted to select him because that was going to be the piece they were going to trade for Amari Stoudemire.
Man, that's incredible. And Spadoni, you know, what doesn't get talked about much is Dale saying, and he still does, how they were politic and they didn't want to come to the Bay. They wanted
the Knicks.
Steph to go to the Knicks. Yeah.
Good thing that didn't happen.
Was it Hill from Arizona? Who did the
Jordan Hill?
Jordan Hill.
Laker legend. I got the great story about that. I've told you the great story about Jordan Hill.
No.
I love it. Give it to me.
Jordan Hill. Curry didn't come in for a workout. Jordan Hill came in for a workout. I believe he went to Arizona.
Yeah, he was Arizona. Yeah. Arizona. And he was like an undersized power forward center.
But he was rugged.
Kind of.
And so apparently Jordan Hill comes in for his workouts and has a pretty good workout. And then they go out to dinner and it's the end of the night. And they say, well, so do you have any questions for us? Is there anything you would like to know about, the Bay Area, Oakland? And he goes, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.